Well, I want to welcome everyone. My name is Michelle Vigna, and I'm the System Launch Manager for our Roundup Ready Extend crop system with Monsanto. And we're really excited today. At this time last year, we were just introducing the name of this concept, you know, the Roundup Ready Extend crop system at Commodity Classic in Nashville. And so fast forward, you know, a whole year later, and talking about today what some of the next evolution and our steps towards our planned introduction in soybeans in 2014. So, of course, we're working on a lot of things as part of the system. And Roundup Ready Extend crop system, you know, when you think about what is that and what's it going to do for farmers, it's going to be a new tool for effective weed management that will be sustainable, bringing in an additional mode of action with dicamba tolerance for soybeans, and just a way to get that effective, sustainable control that growers are looking for on those tough-to-control and glyphosate-resistant weeds. So we're really excited about the system. And one of the key things that it will be a part of is Roundup Ready Plus. So I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with Roundup Ready Plus Weed Management Solutions, which is our platform for weed management today. And so we see Roundup Ready Extend fitting in as a new tool within that system. So as you think about those elements of Roundup Ready Plus, effective weed management that we get through recommendations of herbicides that are locally recommended. We work with academics, agronomists, and then our team of 17 weed management TDRs that we have across the country, technical reps whose focus is to identify what the right weed recommendation is in an area, bring all that together in a platform of solutions that some are from Monsanto and some are also working with our partner companies, AMVAC, FMC, MANA, Syngenta, and Valence are key companies that we work with. So as you've been walking around the show floor, you've probably seen the Roundup Ready Plus logo in a few different places. Another key pillar along with Roundup Ready Plus is training and education. And so as we think about that today, it's about utilizing the products in that portfolio in an effective way. And as we think about how that bridges into Roundup Ready Extend, that's going to be a really important thing for us. And so for 2013, we're really focusing hard on our efforts with a group of folks that growers are looking at for support and advice as they look at their production systems. And that's, of course, seed dealers and crop protection retailers. So right now we're working on an intensive training program that will include a number of different components. One is starting right now in the classroom, and then in the summer we'll have a marquee event, which will be the Roundup Ready Learning Experience. And so what is the Roundup Ready Learning Experience? Well, it's basically the concept is to take A to Z, you know, on understanding how folks can effectively manage weeds today, including thinking about, you know, the traits and genetic considerations within that soybean system, and then cotton as well in those areas, and then all the way going to that next evolution as dicamba becomes an additional option within that system. So if you want to take a look at the map that we have over here, we're actually showcasing 19 of those locations on that map. You can see all the way from the Red River Valley down to South Georgia. We'll have these locations in place. They'll be open to growers, dealers, both for our seed and chemistry, our academic community as well, and then, of course, you guys. So as you're thinking about making your schedules in July, which would be a perfect time to come see those, please think about us and put something on the calendar. We've got a lot of folks from our public affairs team and then Brighton as well that would be happy to set up some time with you. So what will folks learn at these Roundup Ready Learning Experiences? Well, it's going to be a pretty significant a pretty solid day's worth of information that folks will get from it. So to start out with, we'll talk about building that base around traits and genetics. So we'll walk through how traits have evolved as we think about, you know, where we've been since Roundup Ready soybeans were developed in the mid-90s. We'll talk about germplasm and genetics and how that's evolved over the last several years. You think about bringing in marker-assisted breeding and new techniques that breeders can use to allow us to get to soybean products and corn and cotton that have agronomic trait packages and the genetic packages that growers are looking for faster than ever. So a really exciting base that we're building there for the soybean and cotton products that growers will be able to utilize. And then we go into weed management. And we'll have demonstrations talking about, one, the crop safety of the products themselves. And then going into Roundup Ready Plus recommendations today, talking about those local Roundup Ready Plus recommendations, and then how dicamba, as a part of that Roundup Ready Extend crop system, will build into that. We'll have a lot of information on how you can use the chemistry products themselves. So as you think about what is the right way to apply the products, what considerations do I need to be thinking about? We'll have demonstration specifically designed to talk about nozzle selection and then the right conditions for making that that application. And then it'll all culminate in a large-scale trial that will be part of our Groundbreakers Field Trials Under Permit program. And with that, we'll take commercial-scale equipment with Roundup Ready 2 Xtend soybeans and showcase that weed management system and how a grower and an applicator could basically, you know, do the whole thing themselves from planting all the way through the application and then finishing up with tank clean-out itself. So we'll have that information all the way from start to finish. So we're really excited about how this could bring that education and training effort to that first line of defense with our dealers and retail partners. And, of course, we want to make sure that any other folks, growers, and yourselves are welcome to come and would love to see you there to also see, one, you know, what the system is about and what we're doing with our training efforts as a part of the launch of this program. With that, one other thing that we wanted to mention today, so I did mention as part of our Roundup Ready learning experience, we will have some information on cotton. And we're also making a pretty exciting announcement tomorrow at the Mid-South Gin Show. We're actually announcing the name of that product, and it's going to be Bolgard 2 Xtend Flex Cotton. And that is built on Genuity Bolgard 2 Cotton. Genuity Roundup Ready Flex is also an element there. And it'll have three modes of action for herbicide tolerance, glyphosate, glufosinate, and dicamba for effective and sustainable weed control. It'll also have nice consistency of what we've seen with that product. So really excited about that. And a little sneak peek, we'll hear more about that from the team down that's in Memphis tomorrow. But I thought you guys may be interested in that as well since we were here. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions that the group may have about our learning efforts or anything else that may be on your mind. Yes?
Was the new cotton product in the system and pipeline a lot earlier than the Xtend soybean?
That's a good question. You know, we brought in the dicamba tolerant technology itself at the same time, and then have really been developing them in concert. So as you know, the dicamba tolerant event itself was discovered at University of Nebraska, and we licensed it several years ago and then have started working on it in soybeans and cotton, and then a future evolution would then be into corn as well. So about similar timelines for cotton and soybeans. Any other questions?
Your learning experience will be a one-day event?
Yeah, we think about a half day probably, a full half day, to go through all the demonstrations and then the learning associated with it.
What's the red mean over there?
Yeah, there's a couple of locations that you see in red, and those are our learning centers. So today we have Monmouth, Scott, and Gothenburg learning centers. And have you guys had a chance to go through tours at any of those locations? Yeah, a couple. So those are areas where, you know, we traditionally see a lot of field tours, and so we're really excited to be able to utilize those locations and have a Roundup Ready learning experience with them as well to make it an even more robust experience there for those sites. Yeah?
Is this typical to have on this level, and when you're introducing a particular product, to have these type of learning centers around the country this level?
I think it's actually a totally new step. So in my experience, like I mentioned, we talked about the learning experiences the learning centers that we've had around for a number of years and have been great places to get that type of pipeline information. For us, we've really focused on the fact that we have a new technology with, you know, a couple of different aspects to think about, the seed and the chemistry coming at once, and felt like it was really important to make sure that we had a focused training effort around that was in locations that made it easy to a number of folks to get to. We kind of looked at a 100-mile radius around each one of those locations to see that, make sure that they were places that people would be able to get to easily. And so so we feel like it's kind of taking the traditional training effort and bringing it really to a much higher level, and particularly in advance of the system. So typically, we wouldn't have quite a broad training effort, you know, within a year and a half of launch. It would be a little bit closer to that. So we're just wanting to make sure that we have all those elements in place so next summer the dealers and retailers that growers will be working with feel comfortable and know how to help growers be successful with the system.
Why do it with this particular product?
I think, to me, the biggest thing is that It's a system, and you know, we talk a lot about how, you know, systems are becoming the thing. You know, we're bringing all these elements together. So it would be one thing if it was just the soybean product or if it was just the chemistry product. You know, we have training programs in place for that today, but to bring it all together at the same time is new and requires, it's just a lot more information coming at you than if you were just dealing with one or the other. So that was really it. We want to make sure the growers are successful, both in terms of getting weed control, you know, maximizing on-target application with the products, and have a good experience right out the gate. Any other questions? All right. Well, we do have a couple of information pieces that, if you guys are interested, one that talks about the learning experience itself and goes into some detail on what you can see there. And we also have a brochure that talks about some of the application requirements that we've developed to support the system in terms of the chemistry. And I think those pieces are also, if you would have gotten a USB drive from the Monsanto team, those pieces will be on there digitally as well. So thank you so much for the time today, and welcome any other questions that you may have after the session. Thank you.